All right, so this was Saturday, July 29th, and this is was an exciting game with an 88th minute goal that London came all the way to Victoria Park in Brampton and came away with a 2-1 win. And I have head coach Yanni DeSavis, who will actually pronounce his name right when I say it. But I'll ask him right now to pronounce your name, but also your thoughts on tonight's game.
Honestly, I'm not surprised. You should see these guys in training. I've not been with a group that is so electric and pushes so hard. The team is a ball of energy, and you see what happened today every day if you're in London. Yes. And the work these guys do at Tricar right to the end. We do many situation games where you got to find the way in the final third, in the final moments. So I'm not surprised at all. Very happy with the performance and very happy with the momentum that the team is on.
Yeah, good last minutes, not only scoring the goal, but then hanging on for the win. There was just one scare at the end with a shot on net, but that was wrapped up quite well and cleared. Now, it brings us to your improvement in the last eight games, or seven games, with four wins, three ties, and no losses at all. Just as compared to the first part of this year, what has been the improvement that you're doing so well now?
There's not been an improvement. If you look back at the games, the way we've been playing, the data that we have in terms of how we're imposing ourselves on teams, that's not changed. You know, we've had some unlucky moments in some games. There's some chances we could have had, and the margins are so small this year with the promotion relegation. For me, it comes down to the work of the staff, the work of the boys. You have guys who are fighting for a career. Kelsey Agu is 19 years old. He's striving to get back to the CPL. We have guys who are in the league that are fighting to get back. And then you got superstars like Kuthe Bekwayo, Santiago Fonseca, who scored his third game-winning goal. Like, that is not a coincidence. That comes down to the work. So it's just the trajectory that these boys are on. They don't stop. And the scary thing is we're getting better and better. So it's been a lot of fun to watch.
Right. Your defense is well-respected, only 25 goals in 16 games. Even in the tough times at the beginning of the year, you'd never let in more than two goals in a game until, well, I saw you at the Scrisapi game. But what is the defense, like, is that the philosophy to get the defense and then work your way out?
Yeah, we like to have the ball. I don't think there's another way. So the way we attack forces teams to defend, which means it's harder for our position to attack. And again, we work on these things every single day. We work on these little 1% gains. I mean, our mission as a staff is to service the boys, to push them on. And the only way to do that is to prepare them for the next level game. And if you think about our goal record, I think there's been a total of all the goals you said, maybe three, we conceded in open play. So there's a few goals that happened in set pieces. There's a few goals that happened in a couple transition moments. But defensive solidity has been fantastic from the boys.
Okay. And today in goal, you had Christian Devakis, young Christian. Your usual goalie is Darlington, who you've said was suspended. But what does he bring to teach the younger goalies and in the academy too?
Honestly, it's a pleasure even watching him in training. The guy's got a smile on his face the entire session. His arm is around the shoulder of every single one of the boys. He's a ball of light. For me, he's the best keeper in the league. Well, actually, if you look at him play, I don't see anybody else. The way he builds up in four different build-up structures, the way he can play short, medium, and long passes, he just brings that experience, and he's so, so important from our team, tactically how we play, and from a leadership perspective as well.
Okay, and over the years, you've always had an arrangement with Toronto FC, maybe not so much with the League One team, but they're interested in your young academy, your own academy players.
Yeah.
And so what have they been offering or doing for the team just this last year?
So in our youth side, we have about eight players who will be going in for a trial actually this week, which is very exciting. They've already signed one of our boys for the 2009 age group, Hayden Pareso, and then we have a few youngsters that they're looking at as well, so it's very exciting. On top of that, there's been some recent interest in our first team, so Kelsey Agu is going to get a trial with TFC2 at the end of our season, so that is huge. For us, those are the real wins.
Nice. I cover them too, TFC2. Yeah, great.
Wicked.
There's a problem with you seem to be doomed to the Champions League division, not because of this year. You're sort of in the top 12. Tonight might have put you over, but it was because of last year where the previous coach only ended up with like two wins all season. So how have you, or let's say the more the ownership group or that they put a lot of pressure on you, that, you know, but you're saying, well, this is the best I can do.
Yeah, honestly, no pressure. It's been quite the opposite. The support from the ownership is incredible. These guys are treated with the ultimate service. We take care of their travel. We have team meals once a week. They get full kit. And on top of it, they get a full-time training environment with myself, and I have two other full-time staff. So this is what needs to happen in youth development. The service for these boys is impeccable, and the ownership has been incredible with the support they've been giving us. It's been absolutely top.
Great. Now, last year, as I'd ask, besides like players coming through the academy, local guys, and the joke about the university, you're at Western University, but it's not, it was Western, not so much the university, but players from Western Canada. So how many do you have coming from the West this year? I think yourself were originally from Alberta somewhere.
Yeah.
And how many players have sort of crossed over to your team in particular?
Yeah, I'm a prairie boy, Winnipeg, Manitoba, born and raised, and I spent some time in Saskatoon and, of course, in Calgary in the CPL. I think we have about four boys from the prairies ranging from Manitoba to Alberta. And the reason is these boys want to push themselves at the highest level. And right now, League One Ontario is that platform. So that's why they're here. They deserve to be here. And obviously tonight shows that again.
Yes, okay. Except just at the tunnel, might be closing as Dino Rossi, our great commissioner, is trying to get a League One Canada is trying to get a prairies division going. But maybe that'll take a few years. So you enjoy the boys for now. So, well, thank you for the interview tonight, and it was great. This fills in the all 21 teams now I've got covered. So, just...